Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. This podcast is a condensed version of today's episode of Undisputed, handpicked with the best segments and discussions. Skip, Shannon, let's go.
Let's get back to that Cowboys upset last night over the Saints. Dak had a strong game, throwing a touchdown pass to Zeke in the first quarter, but the story of the game was the Dallas defense. They intercepted Drew Brees late in the fourth quarter to seal the game, and the Cowboys have now won four straight. And we are joined by FS1 NFL analyst James Harrison. Welcome back. Loving the shirt today. You are loud and proud. Mm-hmm. A little bit of explaining to do.
I don't know if he's that proud, but go ahead.
Just the shirt.
Always proud.
Distraction. Well, distraction.
See, I'm very proud because I'm very impressed. Like I said, I'm impressed with your Cowboys today. Very impressed.
Okay.
Because I saw defense, and that's something that you haven't seen like this year altogether. Mm-hmm. I saw a very, very impressive defense. Mm-hmm. Vander Oosh, whatever that is, he was playing like a madman.
He was.
They were shoring up tackles. Mm-hmm. Every pass was contested. Extremely, impressed by the defense. You know, I think the best player on the Saints team was probably Gregory. Actually, he was a linebacker for Dallas. So, Dak went out there. He went 24 of 28, 250. He had a big third down that he made with his legs.
Yep.
Like I said, I'm extremely impressed. But from here, you showed me that you can do this. Can you lead this on into next week and from that point forward? Or do you have to have some sort of over-the-top?
Did they just play their Super Bowl last night?
No question. Is it going to be downhill from here?
Because they got up for the Saints because they know what the Saints represent. So can you get up now, Nick? And I believe, Skip, they'll get up again for the Eagles because the Eagles are a division rival.
I mean, how can you not get up?
Exactly, because you know what's at stake. But getting up for the Cards and getting up for the Giants.
They never play at Indianapolis.
Right.
And not that Indy isn't hot right now.
Right.
But again, are you going to be sky high for
right.
the game?
For me, Skip, I told you earlier, I was very surprised. But I'm more surprised with how they got to this, to hold the Saints to 10 points, to hold Drew Brees to 127 yards passing. Mm-hmm. You know, for me, 49 plays, you know, and the Cowboys ran 66 plays. Well, you'd run on average about 65 plays in an NFL game. So the Cowboys didn't do it as far as a play standpoint. Mm-hmm. I didn't really care about the number of plays that the Saints run because they normally make them count. Drew Brees doesn't need the ball a whole lot because we've seen him, Skip, go one play touchdown. Mm-hmm. Or they'll get a quick turnover, and I was expecting them to do this again. Turnover, and in three plays, they're in the end zone. So what impressed me is that the Cowboys were able to, once they arrived at a location, the guy didn't go any further.
Right.
What impressed me is that they made Drew Brees look very average. They made him look almost skittish and afraid at times. Mm-hmm. And we don't normally see that from our top-tier quarterbacks. What makes them special is that even when you get to them early, they still will stand in the pocket, know they're going to take that lick in the chops, and they'll still deliver the ball. Mm. That interception was a direct result of the pressure that he had faced.
It was all game. I agree.
There you go.
Cumulative effect.
Right.
And he got a little panicky.
He's like, I don't want it.
Flat-footed because Malik Collins spun and came right in his face.
He's like, I don't want that hit.
He's like,
I don't want it.
Flip this sidearm.
He flipped his sidearm, Skip. And back it up out and say, I don't want that hit anymore. I don't want it. I've taken it one too many times. And so I still believe Sean Payton called a horrible game because I think he abandoned the run far too soon when he didn't really have to.
He's caught up in who he is and what they are.
You
what have they done? Every time he needed a big play, snap your fingers and the quarterback throws it to some guy you've never heard of for another touchdown. Mm-hmm.
And so,
that's how they'd played all
and
year.
And so you didn't need to do that, Skip. And I think he panicked early. His offense panicked. They were never able to find a rhythm. I don't think Sean Payton found a rhythm in calling the game because once he saw he was behind, mm-hmm. it was just like everything he wanted to throw, and then he'll sneak a run in here or there. 19, come on. Kamara Ingram deserved better. They're, top 10 rushing team, and to have 19 attempts for 60 yards.
I know, but they were both going nowhere fast running the football.
Well, the thing is because, you know why? It's because the Dallas Cowboys kept you in a situation when they knew you were going to run. And so you can't do that. Look, give the Cowboys credit. But I was surprised. Like I said, they kick a walk-off field goal, Skip. That happens. Mm-hmm. But not this offense, 37. And you said they'd average in the last four games, averaging 44. They got 10.
Mm-hmm.
That was a hard 10.
Mm-hmm.
That was a hard 10. And if Randy Gregory didn't have his Saints jersey on up underneath the Cowboy jersey, they might have got nothing.
Lord have mercy. Was he not taken off the hook late in that game?
He was.
Would I not be just spewing and spilling all over Randy Gregory today if they
had
lost
Eli
that
Apple,
game?
He was kind of helping Dallas.
Oh, man.
I mean,
he rotten to the core.
Yeah.
He rotten, Skip.
So, I told both of you guys yesterday I just had a feeling about this game. I was right about that. But if you had told me yesterday that the Cowboys would lose this turnover battle 2-1, and if you told me that my man Randy Gregory, good old number 94, would have a roughing, not a running into, a roughing the punter for 15 yards, and if you told me that Randy Gregory would then subsequently, a few plays later, line up offsides and negate a sack fumble of Drew Brees that the Cowboys recovered down at New Orleans' 20-yard line, negated, he lined up offsides. If you told me that was going to happen, and if you had told me that my man Ezekiel Elliott would need a 21-yard burst late in the game to get to a grand total of 76 yards rushing, the Saints can flat-out play the run. I don't care. It's not just a strategy situation where you can't run because you're so far behind. They can just play the run.
It was very impressive last night, Skip, because it wasn't like the Cowboys were throwing the ball all over the field and they had a big lead.
All right. And if you told me yesterday that Dak Prescott would go down seven times, seven times, and finally, if you told me yesterday that late in this game, 2:42 to go, that my man Dak Prescott would have third and five from the 6-yard line and stand and stand and stand with the football like he is wont to do. And he holds the ball too long because he thinks he can get out of trouble because he's so big and strong. He's going to make, he's going to break a tackle and make a run. But he stood too long and Cam Jordan just made a hellacious move up and under one of your moves, this patented James Harrison move, and just blew the play up, knocked the ball out of his hands. If you told me that was going to happen and Drew Brees would get the ball back with 2:40 left in the game, I'm going to say it again, Drew Brees all time ranks third in game-winning drives with 45, and that's one ahead of Tom Brady. These are game-winning. He's clutch, man.
Oh, yeah.
And you give him the football back, I thought I was dead in the water. I'm saying, way to go, Shannon Sharpe, at that point. I thought you had it.
I was feeling good,
because
too.
I was feeling good just about get me to overtime, because they're going to get three. I just hope they don't get seven, because if he gets seven, I lose, obviously. And he has plenty of time, and he completes a little dink and dunk pass for five on first down. And on second down, we just talked about it, he threw the worst pass of his life, I'm pretty sure, under the circumstances. That was as shocking a Cowboy moment as I've ever experienced, because I didn't see that one coming.
No.
And it wasn't really about what my guys did, although Malik put pressure on him, but it was cumulative buildup, and he just gagged, man. And he threw a dying duck, just like it's wobbling to the left. And Jordan Lewis is just playing zone. It wasn't like he broke on the ball. He's just like, really?
Skip, you know what? Yeah. Skip, for Dak to be as big and as strong as he is, he really has a weak grip. The ball comes out an awful lot when he's getting – if you notice that –
maybe his hands aren't that big
for his size. Because it slipped out his hand again last – the ball is starting to come out with greater regularity, Skip. You can't like that.
I'll tell you what, on that third and 10, though, he ran like a man.
Okay, but that's why he holds the ball too long. He won't just throw it away.
He broke about two or three tackles now.
I get you, but that's why he'll just stand and stand and stand. And I'm saying, just throw it away, because too many times when he has a chance just to throw it in the ground, he'll stand with it and take minus 8, minus 12.
Right.
Well, that's no good. Just throw it away.
Right.
Live to play another play, right?
Right.
Okay, so in this case, if you told me all that, I'd say, wow, they didn't really play that well last night. But in the first half, back to Dak Prescott, he led three long drives against a pretty good defense. Mm-hmm. That's what he does best. And if you want the numbers, he went 12 plays for 67 yards to start the game, field goal. He went 8 plays, 85 yards for a touchdown. That'll work. And then after that fourth and goal stand, they get it at the 1-yard line. He drives it 70 yards out of jail, down the field, and gets what became the winning field goal. This is all in the first half. So you got to give him that. He did hit 18 straight passes, you said yesterday. Can't throw. And again, is he a great thrower? No.
Consistency inaccuracy with
his. But last night he was.
He had one play where he hit the man while he was running down wide open. That would have sealed the game.
He
missed that one.
He hit him in the first quarter, right in the first drive, for 40 yards, and he had the same. And Michael Gallup just smoked the corner. He just
That was Eli Apple. That's not saying
anything.
I think I can.
He bit. He went and did the. That wasn't even a real like double move. He just took off and.
And then you look at Eli Apple. He's like, well, who got that guy? You got that guy.
Did you see his face like that? Look of distress. Like, oh my God, it's nothing. No emotion on your face. You're not talking to anybody.
The best player for the Cowboys last night was Eli Apple. Mm.
So I'm gonna say this one more time. I know Cowboy history. And against the odds they were up against last night, given the degree of difficulty, given the fact Drew Brees was to last coming into the game last night playing the greatest year of quarterback we've ever seen statistically, given the fact they were averaging 37 a game, which led the NFL, they'd scored 48 on Philly and 43 on the other division rival, Washington, given all that, I think that was the greatest defensive performance in Dallas Cowboy history. There have been greater defense, the Doomsday, Too Tall Jones, Randy White, Harvey Martin. That's
single
greater.
Single performance, greatest.
Okay? Just against the, given the degree given of difficulty, yes. Because most people thought they were just going to get blown off their home turf last night, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay? And but, given that to hold Drew Brees, think about this. He went 3 of 11 on third down. 3 of 11?
But here's what should cause you concern. As great as your defense played and your offense, you only scored 13 points.
Okay.
And you were shut out in the second half.
Shut out.
So you can't be pleased with that, Skip.
I am not pleased. That's why Zeke said after the game, the crazy thing is we could play a lot better than we played tonight.
Can you? Mm-hmm. Can Dak play better than what he played,
Skip?
He went 24-28. Like, how much better can he be, Skip?
You won 28-28?
Who won this game?
You won. You know by what? 3.
I didn't get much sleep, and I'm forgetting now.
After
Dallas won the game.
176 yards.
You're talking like they lost the game. Okay. You're starting to get your momentum back now because you're starting to say, oh, you got this.
Okay.
I hope that you
We'll
think
see what they do in
this.
The next coming because weeks, and then we'll see.
This team.
I may have to come back earlier then for that.
This team is poised for takeoff.
Okay. Nope. Walk it to them. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put a damn blanket on that fire y'all got going on.
Limp it to them, yep.
Stop.
Yep.
As James says, your day we'll coming. Have to see in the coming
My
weeks.
My day is coming. You keep saying that for 4 weeks.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
We really appreciate it. Now, Shannon is usually a Dak hater, but will he finally show him a little respect?
We'll
discuss that next.
No mercy.
Dak Prescott helped lead the Cowboys to a big 13-10 upset win against the Saints last night. He had some great moments with a touchdown pass to Ezekiel Elliott in the first quarter and a big run for a first down in the fourth. But he also fumbled twice, including late in the fourth quarter, that gave the Saints a chance to win. So, Shannon, what grade would you give Dak last night?
D, a D. You know he deserves a D, Skip.
So, wait.
A D?
A D.
Are you serious?
Yeah, absolutely.
I was waiting for the chuckle.
No.
You're Look giving him a D?
Yeah. Yeah.
They won the game.
Okay.
They had the win.
In spite
of
him.
They won the
game.
It was the win of the year in the National Football
League. In
spite
of him.
What?
Hold on. Alex, I could have swore you asked me. When did your name become Shannon?
I don't know. Okay. I'm just dumbfounded. I'm like, I'm in a dream. I mean, I expected maybe a B.
Yeah, you were in a dream. Yeah, you can wake up. The Cowboys won. Yeah, it's a dream. It should have been a dream because they should have lost. Skip, first of all, okay, look. The first half, he played really well. You mentioned the three long drives that gave them points. But, Skip, what about the second half? He missed a huge throw that would have iced the game.
Mm-hmm.
He fumbled on the 6-yard line.
Yep.
4.9 yards per attempt. And 18, the 7 sacks. A lot of those sacks was on Dak, Skip.
Mm-hmm.
The offensive line, they can't block forever. So, yes, he gets a D. And I know you're looking at it, but look at it. He was 18 straight completions, which is a Cowboy record.
Well, it is.
He was 20. Skip, think about this. You remember last week we said Marcus Mariota was 23 or 24 for 300 yards, and he lost by 17.
Hmm.
Phillip Rivers just tied the record. Hmm. Most consecutive completion. Ryan Tannehill. If Ryan Tannehill has any record in the NFL, you don't want to be a part of it.
Hmm.
So it just goes to show you how overrated or overinflated that can be.
Hmm.
Skip, he didn't play well. You know that.
Hmm.
Yes, they won the game, but he scored 0 points in the second half.
Hmm.
He turned the ball over. He could have iced the game with a throw. A guy was wide open. He missed the throw by 5 yards.
Mm-hmm.
He fumbled on the 6-yard line going in to that would have capped the game.
Mm.
And what grade am I supposed to give him?
Mm.
Come on, Skip.
Mm.
This is a total body of work. See, you want to give him an 8 because they won. No, nah, no. Nah. You don't get an A for just showing up.
Mm.
You don't get an A for my class. You're going to do some work in here. Mm. If you think you're going to show up, dress nice, and get a good grade, that ain't happening.
Mm.
I want performance. And I don't think he performed that well last night. That's just me personally. I do advanced. Huh. I got an advanced class. I got an AP class. Advanced placement, that was AP.
Well, I'm going to give your assessment of Dak Prescott last night a D as in dumb. It's just dumb. Because it is fueled by straight Cowboy hate, as was the grade that you gave Dak last year when he finished fourth in the league in QBR. You gave him an F for the year.
Was he the really? Was he the fourth best quarterback?
And somehow they went 9-7 last year, despite all the injuries to Sean Lee and Ty Smith and the collapse of.
Well,
Des
if he's that
Bryant.
Guy, he got. If he's that guy.
Huh. Oh. So I'm going to be objective here, Alex. Somebody has to be sitting at this desk, and I'm going to give my man Dak Prescott a B+. I'm not going to give him an A- because he probably deserves an A-, but I'm going to go B+. He did a few really bad things, and he did a whole lot of really good things, because what you fail to notice is this is the warrior winner who drives this offense. The spirit of the offense, the driving force of the offense is not Zeke, it's Dak. The whole team is fueled by Dak. They look to him, to his body language, to his emotion. He's going to do it a little unconventionally because he's going to have to make a few plays with his legs. He's going to have to scramble. They're going to have to call the quarterback draw for him, which they did at one point, and he went for 15 yards. And you have to live with the fact that he's not a great thrower. He's just a good
enough
thrower.
Why do you got to live with that?
Well, I mean, I've never said he was Aaron Rodgers, or if I can go a whole level higher, Tom Brady.
No, you can't go a level higher.
Yeah, a whole level higher. And again, I'll repeat, the issue I have with him this year that he did not have last year or the year before is he just holds the ball too long. But he hadn't been turning the ball over. He'd gone three straight games with no turnovers.
So did he hold the ball too long last night?
Yes, he did.
But you gave him a B plus. Did he turn the ball? Did he do something last night that he hadn't done in the previous three games? Mm-hmm. But you give him a B plus.
I give him a B plus because he made all the key plays that had to be made to win the game.
What about the overthrow?
What score? Well, again, okay, I'll give you the overthrow. And okay. I told you that was just a bad. At least he stepped into it with conviction. And again, I would much rather see it be an overthrow than an underthrow.
So what if I take
underthrow is a choke. Pull the string.
So let me get this right. Now I can no show and not take the test and fail, or I can show up and fail.
Hmm.
Is one any better than the other? You talk about he stepped into the throw. But he overthrew him.
Okay,
what are we going to do about that fumble on the 6-yard line?
Okay, I don't like it, but that was the one other huge mistake. But when they got the ball back, thank you, Drew Brees, for that. When they got the ball back, the game had to be iced by what play? What had to happen? They threw it into the end zone to Amari Cooper. Was that not a good throw on what became a pass
interference? Out of bounds.
It was not. It was catchable. He got a hand on it.
Oh,
If Marshawn Lattimore hadn't grabbed his inside arm, that would have been caught on the back line of the end zone for a touchdown.
Yeah,
and we'd be having a whole different look, it hit his right hand. Overthrow, are you kidding me? It was a beautiful throw.
Skip, stop.
That's clutch.
Skip, stop.
That's B plus.
Skip.
That capped it. Did that not ice the game?
Skip, there was no.
Yes.
Because you know why? Because there was no ramifications if it wasn't because the clock was going to stop anyway inside the 2-minute warning.
You got to do something or Drew Brees is going to get the ball back.
Skip. They had burned their timeout. You throw the ball, the clock is going to stop inside of 2 minutes anyway.
Okay, but if you give him the ball back, he's going to go down and score and beat you.
And did he? He had the ball before that. How did Dak get the ball back if he was going to do it?
That was clutch. He makes a lot of big clutch throws.
Skip, now you just said, hold on. Make sure I'm hearing you right.
Mm-hmm.
You gave him a B+.
I did.
But you said he held the ball too long.
Well, I'm just being objective about it.
Okay, he fumbled
That's
the ball.
That's why I didn't give him an A.
Hold on, Skip. He fumbled the ball on the 6-yard line.
Yep.
He missed a throw that would have iced the game.
A lot of quarterbacks miss one throw a game.
No. We're not grading those.
Okay.
We're grading Dak Prescott.
A D? So, help me out here. What was the final score? It was 13-10.
Yes.
Who scored 13 points? Well, Dak's offense scored 13 points. And why did they score 13 points? Because he drove them in the first half. 12 plays, 67 yards.
Whoa.
8 plays, 85 yards. And then backed up at the 1-yard line, he goes 70 yards and 16 plays. And that's your total. Those are your 13 points.
I love it.
Because he drove them. Wait a second. Who went 7 of 14 on third down? Dallas did, while Drew Brees went 3 of 11. 7 of 14. That's all by the doing of Dak Prescott. Thank you very much.
Skip Baylor, side note. Mm-hmm. Alex, I know. I've been knowing this man here. I've been knowing this man like 5 years. Now, the Skip Baylor, I know, he loves a guy that performs in the second half of ball game. Mm-hmm. The Dak that you love scores 0 points in the second half, but you give him a B+.
Did he come to your restaurant last night?
No, I closed.
You wouldn't let him in?
I closed.
You closed early because you were sick?
I thought I...
You had heartburn?
No, what happened was... But I did do Grubhub. I sent KD one of them old hot L's.
Did you?
I sent on KD one of them hot L's, Curly Phil, my guy, old Kawhi.
We'll talk about
and, that. And the big dinosaurs.
Huh.
Yep.
So, listen, you cannot underestimate what it does for the football team when it's 3rd and 10 and he spins out of a sack, and he runs over this guy, and he runs through that guy, and he powers through the final guy and leaps over the line for the first down for 11 yards.
And you can't...
You know what that does for the football team? It just powers the football team.
And guess what?
And he jumps up and throws his fist, and the whole offense says, we got this. That's our leader.
Alex, you can't imagine what it does to a football team when you see the quarterback overthrow a wide-open receiver that would have iced the game, and then he comes back 2 plays later, and he fumbles the ball on the 6-yard line. Do you know what that does to a team? Do you know how deflating that is? You like, come on, Dak!
What'd you think of that throw to Amari Cooper on the back line? Beautiful throw, Skip. Wasn't it? Iced the game. Who won?
Skip.
Dallas won.
Dallas won. But here's the thing, Skip. There was no repercussions if you throw that pass and it's incomplete because the clock is going to stop anyway.
I don't care about that. It's clutch. It's game ending. It would have been a touchdown. If Marshon Lattimore doesn't grab his inside hand, he's going to catch it.
Skip.
He catches everything else.
If Sean Payton doesn't burn that time out.
Okay, if. That was the game ender. That iced it. They kneeled out the game.
Oh, my goodness.
Because of that throw.
I want you to remember you said that.
That's a B-plus throw right there.
I want you to remember you said that.
I did.
If those
so, guess what? Dak Prescott, the man who cannot throw, according to this man and according to our man James Harrison, cannot throw. He's inaccurate. He's just kind of a washed-up bust of a quarterback. He went 24 of 28 last night for 248. By his standards, that's a pretty good night.
Ryan,
you always tell me he can't even throw for 200.
Skip.
So 248 through a touchdown pass. And by the way, may I throw this on top of it?
Yes, you can.
Did you see the 2 screen passes that went for 15 and 15 to Ezekiel Elliott, the second for a touchdown? Were they not beautifully thrown touch passes right on time?
Skip.
Do you know how hard those plays are to execute like that? With the timing and the touch, he just dropped it right into his breadbasket so that he could run. They were really well done. Both plays beautifully done.
Alex just told me in the break that she threw 2 touchdowns in the turkey bowl.
Really?
Yeah, family turkey bowl. Alex said she threw 2 tubs.
Yeah? And you probably gave her an F for that.
No.
Right?
Skip, you need to stop with this. You need to stop, Skip. I mean, come on, be fair about this, Skip.
I'm being very fair. He
How
played
did he
great
get
last
Skip.
Night. Oh, in the end.
Let me ask you a question. I mean, you heaping the hard. Ryan Tannehill, can he throw?
I don't care about Ryan Tannehill. I care about this team poised for takeoff. I care about what Jerry Jones said 3 weeks ago about Dak Prescott after they lost. Well, let's go all the way back 5 weeks ago. After they lost at Washington, when he threw for 120 yards just in the fourth quarter alone, he committed a
which is 7 fewer yards than what Drew Brees had all last night.
All right, so the point is, after that game, Jerry Jones stood in the visitor's locker room and he said, I can win a lot of games with that quarterback.
What was he supposed to say? You know, Dak's a bum?
Well, if he gets down on you, he'll say you're a bum.
No, he ain't going to say that about
a
quarterback.
No. Back door.
No, he ain't going to run him out. No.
This team can win a lot of games with this young man at quarterback. He's the leader of this team.
The man.
I like the way he handles himself. I like the way he empowers this whole team.
Skip,
everybody feeds off
Skip
him.
Skip Bayless just gave a B+. Had 2 fumbles, one on the 6-yard line going in to ice the game. He missed a throw that would have iced the game.
He lost one fumble.
Skip.
You said he had 2 fumbles.
Did he not fumble twice?
Yeah, but he recovered field goal. Thank you.
So am I correct or am I factually incorrect when I say Dak Prescott fumbled the ball twice?
Well, there are fumbles all over. I can look at all the fumbles from New Orleans. And how lucky were they? They fumbled 7 times and only lost 1.
Okay.
Wow.
So they fumbled 7 times.
Yeah.
So if you say they were the New Orleans Saints, I didn't say he lost all, but he didn't lose all 2 of them. Mm-hmm. He fumbled twice.
Okay.
He lost 1. Mm-hmm. But Skip Bayless gave the man a B+ who fumbled twice, held onto the ball, and got sacked numerous times. One of the fumbles could have cost him the game. An overthrow could have iced the game,
okay,
and you still gave him a bleep.
He's playing head-to-head with the MVP frontrunner on Thursday Night Football, live nationally on Fox. And he put those numbers up? That's a B+. I'm sorry. There's too much great that overcomes the bad.
So,
there's a little bad and a lot of great. B+.
So let me get it straight.
Case closed.
When he stunk it up on that Monday night against that team, so he didn't know he was playing on national televised game, huh?
Well, they all stunk it up.
I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about
Are we
him.
Grading that game? What did I give him for that game? I probably gave him a D for
you
that
gave,
game.
No, you gave him a B.
I did.
Yeah, you did. You gave him a B. Because
no.
You always gave him a passing grade.
I
you
gave
just
the
wanted
whole
to show
team
up.
An F
teacher's
that day.
Pet. Yeah. That's what Dak is, a teacher's pet.
You know, it's always darkest before the dawn, isn't it? And it was dark that
day
morning,
coming.
Right?
Your day coming.
I think your day is come.
A week from Monday.
Come again and
a
again.
A week
again.
From Monday.
Yeah.
A week from Monday.
Okay, I'll be here.
Yeah, you
will. You?
I want you to make sure you be. I want you to make sure you're here.
No mercy.
Drew Brees was the MVP favorite before last night's game, but that might not be the case anymore. He struggled all night and was held to just 127 passing yards. The Saints only scored 10 points, and Brees threw an interception with just over 2 minutes left. That cost the Saints a chance to win. So, Shannon, how will this game affect the MVP race?
Oh, Patrick Mahomes, a.k.a. Patrick Mahomeboy, is back in the league.
Is he?
Yeah, he in the catbird seat.
Says you?
He's in the catbird seat. Now, Skip Bayless, you know Drew Brees threw for 127 yards all last night?
Mm.
Patrick Mahomes has seven quarters or more than 127 yards passing. Now, Patrick, they both have two losses. But in Patrick Mahomes' two losses, he's averaging 415 yards passing with five touchdowns. But his defense is giving up 48.5 points in those game losses. Can you imagine? Do you ever think the Kansas City Chiefs will lose a game in which their defense hold a team to 13 points? Because that's what happened last night, Skip Bayless. Drew Brees on his watch. You said them national televised. That was Patrick Mahomes. He cost him the game.
Well, he did.
What did Drew do last night?
Mm.
Did he cost him the game? Yes or no? Simple yes or no?
Well, he just threw one interception as opposed to the eyesore game that Patrick Mahomes played here in the Coliseum against the Rams, in which he committed five turnovers, two for touchdowns.
Guess what? And he still threw more touchdowns than he had turnovers. Drew Brees had one and one. Turning the ball over, fumbling the ball, look scared. Patrick Mahomes has never looked scared, Skip Bayless. You know that and I know that. Drew Brees losses, Dak Prescott, Ryan Fitzpatrick. Patrick Mahomes losses, Jared Goff, Tom Brady. Skip, this thing was neck and neck. Now, with one fewer game, Patrick Mahomes has 366 more yards and seven more touchdowns. Now, at the end of Sunday night, what do you think those numbers will be? I feel comfortable in saying, I feel real comfortable, Alex, that my homeboy's not in the catbird seat. He got him old nice, old nice Rolls Royce, Skip. He driving, I can see him coming down right now, coming down Sunset like this here on an old big boy. Drew Brees in trouble, Skip Bayless. It's over. In the words of Luther Vandross, it's over now.
Is that what he's?
Yep.
So, Alex, do you find it odd that Shannon Sharp, who played for the Denver Broncos and despised the Kansas City Chiefs, is now trying to make the case for a Kansas City Chief quarterback being the MVP?
Do you know no shame, Shannon Sharp? That lets you know I'm unbiased.
Unbiased?
I'm unbiased.
You don't have deep, dark hatred of the Kansas City Chiefs? Thank you.
Raiders, too.
Yeah, so I don't know how you can defend a Patrick Mahomes who got outgunned by an aging 41-year-old quarterback that you say should be retired by now, and that quarterback threw for 182 in the fourth quarter to just
how many yards did he throw? How many yards did he throw in the fourth quarter? 182. Drew Brees had that for four quarters.
Oh, really?
Thank you for making my point. Go ahead, keep going. Keep going. I don't even want to talk no more. You keep making them points like that.
You know, it's highly possible that Drew Brees just ran into what could become an all-time great defense last night.
See, there you go. Okay, Jerry
possible?
Jones.
And you know who reminded me of something? My man Derek Brooks, the Hall of Famer, your fellow Hall of Famer.
He texted me last night.
He texted me again this morning, and he said, you know, that game reminded him of what they did in 99 as the Tampa defense when they went to the greatest show on turf in the NFC Championship game ahead of the Super Bowl.
Yes.
And they held Kurt Warner and company to, the final score was 11-6. Now, they lost that game, mm-hmm. and St. Louis went on to win the Super Bowl over right. Tennessee. But the point was 11 points, and, you know, Dallas held, obviously, Drew Brees to 10 points. Well, it happens when you really know how to play defense. You have a good, sound scheme, and you can get after the passer.
Right.
In this case, they made Drew Brees look like he's too small. That's what they made him look like. They made him look like he's a 6-foot quarterback who was a little overmatched last night, right?
Yeah.
But there's still this thing called body of work, and there's still this thing called prisoner of moment, and you're just being prisoner of moment because it's all you got today and it's okay.
Whoa. Yeah. That's what you were last Monday. Mm. When my homeboy turned the ball over, you were talking about, Shannon, how do I get past this?
Well, how do I
get past this?
Okay, so they both have a blemish, one bigger than the other, on their resume.
No.
But it ain't over yet, but I'm going to give you this today. The playing field got leveled last night. It is now neck and neck. It is soon to be determined.
It's over? It's over.
Drew Brees is still 30 touchdowns to 3 interceptions.
Yeah.
Drew Brees has a QBR even throwing in last night. He had 16 last night, which is lowest in 3 years. But you throw that in, so he's still 85 for the season. We're to past 84.
What?
85 to 84.
So guess what? Guess who's going to be in the front? After Sunday game, guess who will be in the front? Mm.
So, help me out here.
Okay.
Higher degree of difficulty, Drew Brees or Patrick Mahomes? Wait a second. Does Drew Brees have a Tyreek on his roster?
Do you see one? Yeah.
Do you see a Travis Kelce on that roster? Really? Okay.
Don't do that, Skip.
Is there a Sammy Watkins out there? I don't see one.
And when he didn't have any of those. See, you can't make that argument, Skip, when he plays bad, say he doesn't have anybody. Mm. But when he's throwing 5 touchdowns against the Saints, to undrafted player, oh, that's Drew Brees' greatness.
Well, it is. It is. But his receiving core got exposed last night in Dallas.
Maybe he got exposed.
All those undrafted free agents that we don't even know their names, they just all disappeared. They just went up in smoke
Maybe
last
Drew Brees
night.
Got exposed.
Huh. Well, has he been exposed in his career? He's going on 40 years of age. Has he been around long enough to not get exposed?
Hey,
are you telling me he was always overrated?
All I'm saying is, I've seen three games now which Drew Brees has thrown for less than 175 yards.
Huh. What have
and
I told you
Mahomes
all year?
Has two games less than 300.
What have I told you all year? Drew Brees' best receiver, his best quote-unquote wide receiver, is his running back, Alvin Kamara. And so last night, he throws him 11 balls. And he caught 8 of them, but for a grand total of 36 yards because my 2 guided missiles in the middle, they are flying everywhere, and he ain't getting loose on them.
Okay.
No run after catch for Alvin Kamara last night. Mm-hmm. And then Michael Thomas, he's tremendous. He ran 4.6 at the combine, so he can't run away from anybody. So Byron Jones was pretty much staying in his hip pocket all night.
Right.
He grabbed his hip pocket a couple times, and they called him on it. But again, he did a nice job and held him to 5 catches for 40
yards. If you don't mind me asking, Skip, at Patrick Mahomes' worst, did he ever look as bad as Drew Brees looked last night? Yes or no?
Well, has he played the Dallas defense yet? No.
You play who you play.
Okay.
Skip, hold on.
Speaking of that.
Yeah.
Guess what's coming up after this? They play this junior varsity team from Oakland.
Don't do that, Skip. Well, that's your guy.
It's junior varsity.
You love John Gruden. Well, that's your guy.
He tore it down so he can build it up.
Okay.
But right now, it's torn down to the ground.
Well, we're going to keep it down. Mm-hmm. We ain't going to let him build it up on our watch, Alex.
So, after Oakland comes Baltimore, the number one ranked defense in pro football, scoring defense.
You won't do?
I don't want to do. I'm just saying he's going to have a hard time against Baltimore because Drew Brees had a hard time against Baltimore. Am I right?
That ain't Patrick Mahomes.
It's at Kansas City. But then you're bullish on those Chargers. That's what you tell me, and that's a big Thursday night game, again, in Kansas City. But will their defense, Joey Bosa's back, right?
They just lost to Case Keenum.
Yeah, okay.
They let Case Keenum in.
Well, they're your Super Bowl pick.
Okay.
Are you done? Are you off the bandwagon?
No.
Okay.
Skip, because I picked somebody to go to the Super Bowl doesn't mean they're going to win every single game.
Okay. And then your homeboy has to go to Seattle on a Sunday night.
Got him.
Not easy.
It
Not
is
that
very
easy. Is he going to throw another big party up there?
I don't know. Yeah.
Really?
At the fish market.
Okay. He might throw some to the Seahawks, too.
It's going to be hard to overlook. The man has 53, 54 touchdowns. He might even break the record.
You think so?
And 5,000 yards, Skip, in the number one seed. It's going to be awful hard to overlook that. I don't know how you get around it. Name the guy that's thrown 50 touchdowns that didn't win the MVP.
I don't know. All I know is on a really big stage against the Los Angeles Rams, I saw him stink it up the way I've rarely seen a quarterback stink it up.
It was stinking than what Drew did.
Mm.
Was it stinker?
Huh?
Was it stinky
Well, did he turn the ball over? One time, late. One late turnover. And it was a stinker.
That's
it was
all you remember.
Yeah.
That's all you remember.
Okay.
Because the final throw, what happened, Skip Bayless? He had an opportunity to make amends. His defense gave up 13 points. Patrick Mahomes said, give me 13 points. His defense giving up 54. His defense giving up 43. How am I? Think about what I got to do, Skip.
Here's
seven sacks. Gave up seven sacks last night.
So, Drew Brees has at Tampa. He might put up some numbers at Tampa. He just might.
He lost to Fitzpatrick, who got benched again.
Okay, well, he's not playing this time, so that's no problem.
Oh, Jameis going to throw it up, too. Okay. You know that.
All right. So, then Monday night at Carolina. Big stage. Could make a big statement.
Damn.
All right, okay. And then Pittsburgh goes to New Orleans. He might be able to.
Well, Ben, you know, Ben looking for somebody to blame. Okay. I got New Orleans.
And then Carolina finishes the year at New Orleans. I will bet you Drew Brees is going to put up some big numbers in these next four games. And the better narrative to me is Drew Brees, who's never won an MVP, wins his first at age almost 40. That would be the story.
Nah, it ain't going to be
it's
no story.
It's narrative.
It ain't going to happen.
Yep.
I got a narrative for you. One of the three guys to win the MVP in their second. In their, look, Dan Marino won it as a sophomore. Kurt Warner won it. Well, it was a rookie season. He liked 27, 28
years.
But, Skip, how do you overlook 50-plus touchdowns, 5,000 yards?
The truth is, it starts now. The MVP race is starting right now, and I'm telling you, it's 50-50.
Okay, we got five games left.
Yep.
I got a sneaky suspicion that my homeboy going to throw at least 16, 17 tubs. Okay.
Well, if he does, and he doesn't throw six or eight more interceptions or lose fumbles that are returned for touchdowns, maybe you'll have a case. We'll see.
No, I got to. We're going to put a case of due on it. Let's go ahead and put a case of due right now. You say it's level playing field. I don't have an advantage. You don't have an advantage. Put a case of due on it right now.
Okay, you got it. One case.
That's all you coming. Yeah.
Okay.
You so gullible.
Huh?
You gullible.
I'm so gullible? Yep. You know how many cases I'm in position to win on the NFC East?
I'm going to get them back with the NFC East.
Are you?
Walk it to him.
Oh, well, he's walked out of the building.
No, he's not. No mercy.
The Lakers beat the Pacers last night, one game after their worst loss of the year in Denver. LA's lead was cut to one in the fourth quarter. Then LeBron took over. He finished with 38 points, 9 rebounds, and 7 assists. And the Lakers won by 8 after the game. LeBron talked about when to pass and when to take over. Take a listen.
That's the challenging things I've been, you know, kind of battling with, you know, since the season has started. And, how much do I, you know, defer and allow, you know, some of our young guys to kind of try to figure out, and how much do I try to take over games? So, you know, I think tonight was one of those instances where, you know, they looked at me and they wanted me to close the game, and I just tried to make plays, both offensively and defensively.
Shannon, what do you make of those comments?
I've said this, Skip. A lot of times you say, well, LeBron is right there for you to close this out. And I said, what he's trying to do, Skip, is he's trying to get some of these young guys to come along. So he needs to. See, he's not in a situation like Golden State. When Steph Curry is healthy, Kevin Durant doesn't have to worry about always closing because he can defer to Steph. Or Houston, when Chris Paul is healthy, James Harden doesn't always have to worry because he has Chris Paul. Well, LeBron James doesn't have that luxury. He had hoped that Brandon Ingram by now, Skip, would be ready to do this.
To close games?
That's what you said.
In place of LeBron James?
No, Skip.
What?
We're going to talk about Magic comments.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron heard what Magic said. We're going to talk about that later. So, but what you hope is that no one person closes every single game. You need, because when they blitz you and get the ball out of your hands, you have to have enough confidence to give it up, not force it like someone else we know. Now, we know a guy that will force it. We'll shoot 40-plus times a game, don't we, Skip? But he might get you a triple-double, but it's going to take him 40 shots to do it. We're not going to go there. So if you don't mind.
Well, I saw Kevin Durant just go berserk last night trying to close that game.
And if I hadn't closed my restaurant, he'd have been eating right there with the Saints. But I closed it last night because I had a feeling something bad might happen.
You should give him 51 pieces of chicken
give 51 pieces of nothing. Yeah. Skip, and he's tried to, like, okay, you watch the game, Skip. They up by 23. LeBron goes to the bench, and then all of a sudden, here they come again. Boom. He comes back in the game. Now, Brandon Ingram, Skip, I don't know if you noticed this, but anybody on the Lakers that played 10 or more minutes, Brandon Ingram was the only guy that had a minus, plus minus. There's something going on. I don't know if you noticed it. Now, Magic talked about, you know, he don't want to turn this into a Cleveland situation. But I tell you what, if you don't let LeBron take this thing over, you're going to be in a Cleveland situation, getting the number two pick. Getting the number one pick. I get it.
Wow. So Brandon Ingram is now your new Kevin Love this year.
No.
He's your scapegoat.
Hold on. Everybody keeps saying Brandon Ingram's got next. Brandon Ingram's that guy.
Your guy said next. Yeah. LeBron said he's got next.
Magic sat right here and said it. That he likes Brandon Ingram. You see him getting more confidence. Magic said it. But at some point in time, Skip, look, LeBron is going to be LeBron. He's going to say, okay, I'm going to let y'all look at the third quarter, Skip. How do you go from up 23 to down 3 against them without their best player? Because LeBron, is bring it up, Brandon Ingram. You do it. Kyle Kuzma, have at it. And then all of a sudden, they're like, daddy, help us. LeBron get the thing, boop, boop, boop. Lay up, boop, 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 pass it, dunk. And now order is restored. He's a soothing, he's a calming effect. He's like lavender. He's like what they call terrapin, Skip. You know that smell you get, it's found in orange peels. It's found in lavender. It's found in, you know, scents, Skip. You know what I'm talking about? You don't know what I'm talking about. But anyway, he's a soothing, he's a calming effect. Like a lullaby. You know, babies, how you sing sometimes to me, they're like, rock about. That's what he can do for you, Skip Bayless. And at some point in time, you're going to give him his due. 38, 9, and 7. And
he's given me a lot of due, as in D-E-W, as in winning diet due.
I will get it back.
Thank you, LeBron.
I will get it back. But that's okay.
You finished?
Yeah, I'm finished.
Good, because I'm starting. And thank you for pointing out, Victor Oladipo did not play for the Indiana Pacers last night. And I don't know how the Pacers could have won any game last night wearing those uniforms, because those were
like
eyesores.
You like the Hickories?
Come on. Today's kids put those uniforms on it and look in the mirror and say, I can't play in this. I can't shoot in it. I can't dribble in it. I just can't win in these uniforms. I'm sorry. It's over. So you should have won that game by 23 or whatever it was. Now, I'm sorry. I got to do this today. As happy as I am about my Cowboys. And by the way, LeBron could have been distracted by the Cowboy game last night.
He wasn't distracted.
Yes, he was, because he's the biggest Cowboy fan, and I love him for that. He's just loyal to the core. A Clevelander, an Akroner for the Dallas Cowboys. I don't know how it happened, but that's what happened. But I have to call baloney on your man LeBron James for what he said after the game.
Okay.
This is classic LeBron blame deflection, because he's trying to get people to understand that some nights when he fails to close, that he's actually looking to the kids to close. No, he's not. They are not looking to themselves to close. There's no, it's like it's up to them. Do you guys want me to close, or do you guys want to? Baloney. He has to close every game. He's by far the best player on a solo star team. There is no second star. There's no second banana. There's no co-star for sure. And these kids are still just kids. And LeBron is trying to present it like, I look to them. Do you guys want me to do this? Baloney. He doesn't do that.
Yeah, he does.
He's supposed to close every game. And I'm going to reiterate this, because it's becoming more and more of a factor. I look back at six games that he should have closed. At Portland, the first game at home against Houston, the brawl game, the first San Antonio game here and there. Both of those games were just begging to be won by LeBron James. At Minnesota, you remember that game, begging to be won by LeBron. And then it brings me back to Orlando here last Sunday night. Obviously, they got blown out in Orlando by Orlando on a Saturday night. It was jet lag. That's what LeBron said. This was his game to close. So he's trying to deflect blame off what happened just last Sunday night, because with 47 seconds left, the game is tied. He's got Aaron Gordon on him on the perimeter. Aaron Gordon has five fouls.
Yeah.
This is the greatest attacker of the basket in the history of basketball, LeBron James. Nobody can keep him from the rim, especially Aaron Gordon with five fouls. And what does he do? He steps back and shoots a three. No. And, of course, he LeBricked the three. And then he goes down to the other end, and I guess he was so distracted that he lets Terrence Ross blow right by him.
He did blow. He overplayed.
You can't do that. That's the game's on the line, and Terrence Ross gets a layup.
Okay.
I'm not finished. So we come down to the other end. Now it's still a two-point game. And to LeBron's credit, he takes the ball to the basket on Vucevic, and he goes up and under. It was a sweet move, and he had him dead to rights, 1 foot from the basket. And the worst thing that can happen is you're going to get fouled. But we all know LeBron is afraid of the late game free throw line, because that's not his strength. I'm going to be honest.
Late game.
Huh?
Early game.
Okay, early game. He was 6 out of 10 last night, and your 80% bet is starting to look dimmer and dimmer. But the point is that, okay, you're going to have to go shoot probably two free throws to tie the game, and he doesn't want to do that.
Right.
maybe you could and one him, and then you could be shooting one free throw to win the game. Right. And I would kind of like LeBron in that situation. But instead, he's 1 foot from the basket, and he kicks it out to KCP for a three. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying, what are you doing? You're the best player on the planet, according to my partner.
He is.
And, okay, well, if he is, then you just finish that
you
play.
You have no problem
I'm
with
sorry.
He kicked it to KCP last okay. night twice.
That's just closing. So then last night, he did close the game against a no Victor Oladipo Pacers. That's good.
But even if he closed, you don't give him credit for
closing. I'll give him credit against a legit, like the Mavericks. They're playing really well. If he can close the Maverick game, I'll give him an ovation.
They ain't going to need him closing because we're going to blow him out.
Okay, well, you better because it's back-to-back. And did LeBron gas himself out?
It ain't no back-to-back.
Huh?
They play tomorrow night, right?
Is it? I thought it was
back-to-back.
It's tonight.
It is tonight.
It is tonight, right? How many minutes did LeBron end up playing?
38.
38. Okay. Is that high for him?
Yeah.
A little above his average, right?
A lot above his average.
Right. Well, is he going to have some tired legs tonight?
No.
I don't know.
Did you see him? He was on Instagram getting them, had them therapeutic boots on last
did
night.
He?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I hope they work.
They do work. I got me a pair of them,
okay.
too. You need to get you
just because he got some?
No, I had my first.
Did you get them for him?
No. But here's the thing, Skip. You remember when Luke Walton called a play down the stretch for Brandon Ingram?
Do I? And for Kuzma.
And you said, why not? Okay, then. So how can LeBron – but I guess that would –
No, I didn't say why not unless you've just given up on him as the closer.
No. So I guess, you know, that scout that said LeBron is ignoring Luke Walton, I guess those two was two incidents that he didn't ignore Luke Walton.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, you pick and choose what you want to see.
I told you the other day, do you want to make Kyle Kuzma the closer? Because if you do, you need to do it every night.
But
on any close game, down the stretch, you should run every play for Kyle
but
Kuzma.
But here's the thing.
And by the way, he's got the backbone and the nerve to do this.
But here's the thing about closing. It's not always about scoring. The thing about makes LeBron so unique is not only can he score, he can also put other people in position to score.
I agree with
These
you.
Other guys
but
can't do that.
I told you the other day, let LeBron facilitate, let Kuzma close. Is he old enough to be a legitimate veteran closer? Not yet, but he could figure it out.
Well, Donovan Mitchell seemed to be doing just fine closing.
Well, he was.
Is he any younger or older than Ingram or Kuzma? Mm. He seems to be just fine doing it.
If he could make a three-point shot, he'd be better. But that's
Jason Tatum, he closed a lot down in the playoff.
Did.
Is he any younger or older than these guys? Of course not.
Is LeBron James a Utah Jazz? No, he's not. Is he a Celtic? Nope, he's not. So?
Did they close last year?
Okay, but Kyrie was hurt last year.
No, I'm saying, did Ingram or Kuzma close last year?
I'm not sure who closed. They took turns, yeah.
All I'm saying.
I think Kuzma started to show he had the most guts on the team.
Skip, there's a fine line between doing too much and not doing enough. And sometimes we criticize LeBron for doing too much. Sometimes we criticize him for not doing enough. That's the balance. He's made it abundantly clear. Skip, I believe him.
Okay,
I believe him when he says.
You can't build in the excuse of when he doesn't close that he can say, they didn't want me to close.
No, Skip, he didn't. See, you see how you do it? You see how you do that, Skip? You see what you did? I asked you, I said, Skip, would you like me to get you a birthday cake? It's not good enough I get you a two-layer cake.
Okay,
you want a 10-layer.
This is the last line of this quote I'm reading. I think tonight was one of those instances where they looked at me and they wanted me to close the game.
Right.
So you're just looking at them like, you guys, do you want me to close? He's the king.
Because if you...
Yes, they want you to close every game. Every game, all 82.
How about this?
It's over. Just,
it's not gonna happen.
Nobody, write it nobody, on the bulletin
nobody,
board.
Nobody closing all 82. But anyway, but if you look at the third quarter, Skip, LeBron was in the game. Brandon Ingram brought the ball up every single time. It wasn't until Indiana made that move and got the lead with about 3 minutes left in the third that all of a sudden, what did he do, Skip Bayless? No. What did Lonzo do? They threw the ball to 2-3. And what did he do, Skip?
They should throw it to 2-3.
Okay, then why are you dribbling up the court then? You didn't want to pass it to him because you thought you could handle it. Yeah, you thought you could. LeBron said, okay, I will let you go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to let you go ahead and get your head bust.
So?
And then you're going to come in here crying. Yeah. And my grandma used to always say, see, I told you to sit your butt down.
All right, so here come those Dallas Mavericks, winners of three in a row,
you want some,
seven
you want,
of eight. No, I don't.
Why not?
Because I
don't They got Luka Doncic.
And he's going to be the rookie of the year.
Okay, well, put something on it.
No. I mean, you're at home. You're the king.
What they got to do with
anything? The Dallas Mavericks.
They
this is at least a legitimate, reasonable test.
And didn't they just bust the Rockets' head by 20?
They did.
Okay, then so what's the problem?
Well, the Rockets didn't have Chris Paul, and they don't have a lot of things in their heads.
They got the MVP last year, James Harden.
Well, they do.
Okay. So what?
This
so can I get some Duke?
Nope.
You a chicken.
I'm not a chicken.
Yeah, you are.
I don't want to bet on the Dallas Mavericks. I just don't have any stake in this.
Well, stop hyping.
I'm hyping the game for your sake. I'm saying this has some credibility. No Oladipo has little to no credibility.
Hey, don't worry about it. We beat whoever's out there on the court.
Okay, great.
Well, okay, what happened? You didn't say nothing. When, they didn't have Kawhi. Toronto didn't have Kawhi and blew the doors off us.
Who?
Toronto.
Who?
Toronto. You know
who. I don't know who it is.
They're the big guy.
I never heard of Kawhi. That guy. Who is he?
You know who he is.
He's blocked out.
They're the big dinosaurs.
I blocked him in
they're
my
no
mind.
Longer the baby dinosaurs. Huh? They're big
really?
Dinosaurs.
Yeah. How did they win without number two at L.A.? That's
Stop doing that, Skip. Well,
I don't know. He plays when he feels like it. But
why you care? You like DeMar DeRozan. We got the better than we got DeMar DeRozan. Mm. On DeMar DeRozan's best day,
What did I tell you before the year started? You better be careful because the Lakers are going to be the second best team in Los Angeles. Is it looking that way right now?
No.
Yep.
I bet we beat them.
Yep.
I love Doc. Doc came
right?
by here.
Am I right?
Doc came by here.
Maybe.
You want some dew?
It's early.
Do you want some dew on it?
On what?
On the game, the Clippers and the Lakers.
No. December 28th.
Then why you keep on talking?
They play four times.
Okay.
Yeah.
We can do on all four.
Okay. No
mercy. Now, the Raptors hosted the Warriors in a marquee matchup last night. Kawhi Leonard led the way with 37 points, and the Raptors won in overtime. Kevin Durant scored 51, including 2 three-pointers in the final minute to bring the Warriors back, but it was not enough. Shannon, what was your takeaway from last night's game?
That's old school basketball, Skip. You got to go back to the 61-62 Lakers to have three guys on the same team to get 50 in the same season. And that's what Klay, Steph, and KD has done this year. Now, Steph didn't play last night, so considering that he was leading the league in scoring before he left, it's hard for me to imagine that Toronto would have won this game had they had Steph. Mm. But, Skip, some of the shots that Kevin Durant was hitting, I believe Kawhi Leonard is the best on-ball defender in all of basketball. And Kevin Durant went and got 51. He's playing anybody else, he's probably going to get 60, 65, maybe even 70. That's how good he was last night. But Kawhi, like, hold on, wait a minute now. Just because I play defense, don't think I can. Ooh, Skip, that hurt. Ah, this hurt to see old Kawhi doing this. That hurt.
I did not watch this
game. Why would you not watch
it? I think there was another bigger, better game on.
Oh, you only got one TV? So Samsung only made one TV. Skip got one TV. He got 8,000 square feet, ladies and gentlemen. And Skip Bayless got one TV in his house.
When the Dallas Cowboys are playing, I watch only the Dallas Cowboys.
One TV?
So this was the greatest game I never saw.
Don't worry about it. But let me tell you what old Kawhi was doing. Boy, old showed up. Look at the break. Head up that.
Oh, wait a second. Number two decided to play last night?
Oh, did he ever.
He showed up and played?
Boy, did he ever.
I'm shocked.
Giving it to him.
Usually he just doesn't feel like playing.
38. Stop doing that.
Well, he just.
That's so unbecoming.
Did he play against the King here in
LA?
No,
he didn't.
Why is that?
Right now, he doesn't feel comfortable playing back.
Had a thigh bruise? Must have. You doesn't play back-to-back?
He doesn't play back-to-back.
Are you kidding me?
Not right yet. Not yet.
So you make $22 million or
why you counting that man pockets?
I'm not counting. It's public.
No, it's not public. We don't need to know that. Yeah. But you need to know he scored 38 last night, had 8 rebounds, 3 assists.
Did he?
And he been playing, still playing lights out defense. But Kevin Durant
looks to me like he got torched. 51?
But you know what?
Hey, are you making the case that Kevin Durant is the best player on the planet? That case got made last night.
Hold on. Haven't we seen LeBron get 51?
Not like that.
LeBron got 51.
Wait. 7 of 11? No, wait, 4 of 7. I'm sorry, 4 of 7.
Yeah, don't look.
Went over too far.
Hold on. Yep. LeBron James got 51.
You know what? I did see the highlights this morning, and I saw Kevin Durant make two of the cold-bloodedest threes I've ever seen on a really good on-ball defender in the last minute of regulation.
Yeah.
You see those two?
Who's the on-ball defender?
Cold-blooded.
Who's the on-ball defender?
I don't know. He's number two. Where's number two?
Hold on. Did we see LeBron James go get 51 on 19 shots?
At Miami?
At 19?
At Miami?
What are they?
Wait. Is Toronto the best team in the East? I think they are.
Hold on.
Right?
You told me, now, Iguodala, you say Iguodala, he's a historian. Now, he knows basketball. Mm. Oh, KD, we can hit you with the pull-up hezzy, and he can get you 50 on 19.
Mm-hmm.
No. LeBron James went and got 51 on 19 shots.
Mm.
Has Kevin Durant ever done that?
Would you believe Kevin Durant made 11 or 12 free throws last night? Does that sound like somebody you know not named LeBron?
Yeah! LeBron James in his performance made 13 or 15.
Oh, did he? Really?
Oh, yeah!
What's he shooting for the season now?
I don't know if we're not talking about all that.
Oh.
What we thought, why do you keep bringing LeBron into this?
I think he's down to 71% for the season.
We're talking about what the question was, if I'm not mistaken, Alex asked me, Shannon, what was your takeaway from the game last night? The Raptors are very good. Yeah, the big dinosaurs.
Yep.
Yeah, not that baby anymore. They got Kawhi.
Yep.
And you know Pop watching this, Pop like, that
God, boom, boom, Kevin Durant. I could have Kawhi.
He doesn't care anymore.
Yes, he does.
He does not.
Would you rather have Kawhi or DeMar DeRozan?
DeMar DeRozan. He plays.
Not as
he doesn't
well,
sit. He
not
plays.
As well as Kawhi.
And you know what? He closes. He's clutch.
Who closed that thing last night? Oh, Kawhi?
I don't know.
Because he picked Kevin Durant.
So all you need to know is it my turn, Alex, because it's my turn for the takeaway. All you need to know about how handicapped the Warriors were last night, guess who took by far the most shots for the Golden State Warriors in overtime last night?
Who?
It wasn't Kevin Durant. It wasn't Klay Thompson, because after the game, Steve Kerr said, we kind of hit the wall physically where we just ran out of gas. Jonas Jerebko took 4 shots in overtime, played all 5 minutes, and that's 3 more shots than Kevin Durant took. He took 1 shot and made 1 shot. Klay took no shot. You know, I'm sorry, took 1 shot and missed that. Jonas Jerebko took 4 shots and made 2. It came down to that. The Warriors were down to Jonas Jerebko in overtime taking 2, making 2 of 4 shots. Really?
You had no problem
with
LeBron.
You know
why?
Because there was no Steph and there was no Draymond. So how much stock can we put in this? All I know is that Kevin Durant looked like the best player on the planet because he was going 1-on-5 the whole night. And that's Siakam. Hey, this team is loaded, this Toronto team.
First of all, Skip.
Siakam's becoming a star.
You saw LeBron do that last year and get a team to the finals.
Huh.
Going 1-on-5. Yeah. You didn't make that case for LeBron. But now you want to make it for Kevin Durant because he scored 51?
Yeah.
After LeBron has scored 51 already and got a 44 night?
Help me out. Who's the better shooter, Kevin Durant or LeBron James?
Who's the better player?
Not even close.
Who's the better player?
Well, I mean, I just raised a joke question, right?
Yeah.
It's a joke.
Yeah.
Because Kevin Durant can shoot 7 feet tall. Have we ever seen anybody that tall shoot it that
no,
well?
We
no,
have not.
We have
okay,
not.
Okay, Dirk, maybe.
Thank you. No, not like this.
Yeah.
Not this deep.
Dirk is the what 6th leading scorer all time, so he's doing something right. Yeah. But that's neither here nor there. We're not talking about that. Alex asked me what was my takeaway from last night.
Cold-blooded. We're talking about assassin.
And Kevin Durant called me and said he needed something hot and tasty. Mm-hmm. So I sent him a hot ale, courtesy of Kawhi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's what I did. I was able to get that to him just in time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Siakam had 26. Serge had 20.
It's not easy because it's hard getting into Canada.
Yeah.
I ain't have my passport updated.
Really?
But I got it to him, that hot ale.
Well, he'll always be number 2 to me. No
mercy. Thank you for listening to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm Jenny Taft. Keep an eye out for the weekend edition of the podcast tomorrow morning featuring this week's best segments. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Facts. Sports. One. Of one.